So this past week's Pasha was Pasha's Vayera. The Pasha mainly deals with the concept of Hachnasas Orchem, or of inviting guests. The Pasha begins with Avraham Avinu's tremendous self-sacrifice, that despite his bris mila, despite the circumcision and the third day, which is the most painful of the days following the circumcision, Avraham Avinu was sitting outside in the heat looking for guests. And the whole parsha speaks about at great length what Avraham Avinu did for these guests and how he ran to get the food and the meat and the and there's a very strong emphasis on the Hachnas Sarachim, and as a result, Avraham Avinu and Sarah merit a bracha for a child. Following that is the whole parsha of Sdom and Amorah, how four cities were destroyed because they refused to perform Hachnas Sarachim. They refused to invite strangers. Then we have Lot also demonstrating tremendous self-sacrifice to take in the Malachim, to take in which to him was the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchem, and it came at the expense of almost his life. So we have the majority of the parasha dealing with Hachnasas Orchem. This is something we don't find regarding any other mitzvah, that there should be such a strong emphasis. So we need to understand what the emphasis is on Hachnasas Orchem. It seems as if this is, and we're talking about, this is the beginning of the Torah. We're in Parshas Vayera. So there, it seems that Hachnasas Orchem is one of the foundations of Judaism. We need to understand why that is. So in order to understand this, we need to go back to Parshas Lech Lecha. Parshas Lech Lecha, there's the Bris Bein HaBsorim, and Hashem promises to Avraham Avinu that his descendants will inherit Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu questions Hashem's promise, and he says, "Hashem alekim b'mo edaki irashena." How do I know that? What guarantee are you going to give me that they will inherit it? To which Hashem responds, "Yodoya teida ki ger yezaracha be'eretz lelohem." You should know with certainty that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs. V'avodam binu oisam arba me'eshana. They will be enslaved and afflicted for 400 years. The pasuk concludes, and afterwards they will leave with a great treasure. Now, these psukim are literally understood that Hashem was punishing him for questioning him, that because he questioned Hashem's promise, therefore he was punished that his descendants will be slaves and afflicted in a land that is not theirs. This is very difficult to understand because, first of all, how is it possible that Avraham Avinu questioned the Ribbono Shel Olam? Avraham Avinu is the Reish HaMaaminim, he's the first of all believers. To say that he questioned the Ribbono Shel Olam's promise is very difficult. In addition, we know that Hashem punishes measure for measure. How is 400 years of slavery and affliction measure for measure for questioning Hashem's promise? And how is it seems that Hashem wanted to appease Avraham Avinu and for the 400 years of slavery, and he said, and therefore they will afterwards they'll leave with a great treasure. What does great treasure have any value to Avraham Avinu, and how is that in any way an appeasement for 400 years of slavery? In Parshas Bahar, when the Torah talks about the a mitzvah of Yovel. So there's a mitzvah that on Yovel, all fields, all land goes back to its original owner. So the pasuk says, "V'ha'aretz le'simachel etzmisus." The land should not be sold for eternity. Ki li ha'aretz, because to me is the land, says Hashem. Now, had the pasuk concluded there, it makes perfect sense. Hashem says, you cannot sell the land for eternity. The land is mine, and you can't act as if you are the owner and as if it's up to you to sell the land for eternity. The land is mine, and I call the shots. And I say that when Yovel comes, it has to go back to its original owner. But the pasuk doesn't finish there. The pasuk continues, Ki gedim v'tayshav matami modi. Because you are strangers and inhabitants with me. Now, these words themselves seem to have no understanding on the surface, because geder v'tayshavim, strangers and inhabitants, is an oxymoron. A stranger is not an inhabitant. An inhabitant is not a stranger. And how is this in any way a reason for not selling the land for eternity? So I'd like to suggest that Eretz Yisrael, the definition of Eretz Yisrael, the internal definition of Eretz Yisrael, means a place for all Yidden. A place for all of Yisrael. It's not necessarily a land. It can be a kehila, it can be a community, it can be a home, it can be a heart. A place that has room for all Yidden is called Eretz Yisrael. It's the land of all of Yisrael. That is Eretz Yisrael. And the physical land called Eretz Yisrael is also only Eretz Yisrael when all Yidden are welcome. As soon as Yidden began feeling a sense of ownership to the exclusion of others, to the exclusion of other Yidden, namely Sinas Chinam, hatred and strife, that is when they were sent into exile, because that is no longer Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a place that has room for all Yidden. It's Eretz Yisrael. It's the land for all Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael no longer only means what people refer to as Eretz Yisrael, the land of Yisrael. A home that has room for all Yidden, a community that has room for all Yidden, a heart, a Yid that has room for all Yidden within his heart or within her heart, is Eretz Yisrael. Avram Avinu was Eretz Yisrael because of his self-sacrifice for Hachnasas Orchim, for bringing in anyone who wanted to be Yisrael. He was, Avraham Avinu embodied Eretz Yisrael. And this is what the pasuk tells us in Parshas Bahar. You cannot sell the land for eternity. And let me tell you why. I want you to know that the relationship you have with Eretz Yisrael is such that as long as you consider yourself a ger, you consider yourself a stranger, meaning that there is room for others just as much as there is room for you, then you can be a toshav. Then you can be an inhabitant. But as soon as you feel like a toshav, as soon as you feel like Eretz Yisrael is yours, that you are the inhabitant, to an exclusion of other Yidden, you should know that then you're going to be a ger. Then you're going to be a stranger. So don't sell the land for eternity, because that indicates that you have some ownership. And ownership is to the exclusion of others. Eretz Yisrael, by definition, is a place where everyone is welcome equally. I was recently in Switzerland for my grandson's bris. So they put me up in the home of a yid. Ordinarily, I seldomly stay at other people's houses, but here was an opportunity for I stayed at someone else's house. When I walked into the house, the host gave me a big shalom aleichem, and he said to me, "Please come in, make yourself at home. You can stay as long as you want. I've been here for 30 years and no one has ever thrown me out." What he expressed was the sense of, you have the right to be here just like I do. That is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a land where everyone is equally welcome. There is no toshav, there is no inhabitant to the exclusion of others. So when the Ribbono Shel Olam promised Avraham Avinu that his children will inherit Eretz Yisrael, what the Ribbono Shel Olam was telling Avraham Avinu, that your midah, your tremendous midah of your embodying Eretz Yisrael, that your heart has room for everyone, that is something that your descendants will inherit. To which Avraham Avinu responded, not Chas V'Shalom as questioning Hashem, but Ribbono Shel Olam, b'ma eidak yiroshena, in how is this going to be guaranteed that they will continue on this path of being Eretz Yisrael? How is it that this message is going to be ingrained within each and every Yid, that their heart has to be Eretz Yisrael, that their heart has to have room for every Yid? To which the Ribbono Shel Olam responded, Yodoya Teida, you should know, Ki ger yezaracha beretz ladohem, your descendants are going to be strangers in a land that is not theirs. They are going to feel what it feels like to be a stranger. So they'll feel for strangers. And after they leave Mitzrayim, they will leave with a tremendous treasure, and that treasure is to understand what it means to be a stranger, and therefore to embody Eretz Yisrael, to welcome strangers, to make them comfortable. And we find numerous times in the Torah that this indeed was the purpose of Golos Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says numerous times, V'ahavtem es hager, you shall love the stranger. Why? How? Ki geidem hayisem v'eretz Mitzrayim, because you were a stranger in Mitzrayim. You know what it feels like. V'atem, the Pasuk says, V'atem yidatem es nefesh hager, you know. You know what a stranger feels like. And therefore, invite the stranger, embrace the stranger. So hachnasas archim, inviting in strangers, and again, that doesn't necessarily only mean inviting them into our home, it means inviting people into our heart. Making other Yidden comfortable. This concept of hachnasas archim is emphasized in this past week's parsha with such a tremendous emphasis, because it indeed is one of the foundations of Yiddishkeit. Eretz Yisrael is the goal of every Yid. to be a place where all Yidden feel welcome. Ribbono Shel'olam should help us internalize this message of each and every one of us being Eretz Yisrael. And that's chus. We should once again be, we should be brought back to the physical Eretz Yisrael through Ahavas Chinam. Bevias Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehirah B'yameinu Amen. Thank you.